A Place for What Arrives. August came without rain. September had its own plans. Intense light followed by shade, neither hot nor cool. There was no news to give or grieve, just the length of a day. The small ecstasies that appear in the least likely places. Call it a custom of the world. We are, after all, just visitors. What hasn't yet happened still corresponds with us. We have to be ready to make a place for what arrives. Significance is its own harvest. It matters not if one man envies another, or if the one can't see beyond the public voice. The private life of the plant, of the mole, of the butterfly struggling in wind is, among other things, also public. No difference between. The weed has no idea how long it took to reach its height. It cares not whether many or no one stops along the path to gawk or dream. The weed simply gnaws toward weedness, whatever that is. And if a field is nearby, there is still in the world a place for expression. Art is, of course. Gravity exists also in a song. The part where the words were almost never said, these the most crucial, these which had first to invent one who could hear them.